excited to get hit someone not in orange or blue?
You know, it's part of football, you know. I mean no harm, you know, and me and Ronnie's, we boys, man. So, you know, it's I look at it like this. If you're not really out there fighting and doing some type of controversy, man, then you're not really playing, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to move on to the next snap. Crush when we get in the locker room. We're going to shake hands and keep pushing.
What's
you know, it's just competition, you know. That was it. And it was just, you know, it's sometimes it's just your natural instincts, or you're just, your competitive nature just collide. And that's what happened with me and him, you know. He tried to win on this route, I tried to win versus the route, so, and then that's what happened.
You guys throw punches with helmets on, or you pause for a second afterwards and kind of wonder?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, we're teammates, you know. You never want to do that in the real game, you know, so don't pressure Coach Fox to going to talk to us. Tell us not to do that. Know how to keep our composure at the end of the day.
Is it a good test for you not to do it in the game?
Huh?
Is it a good test for you not to do it in the game?
Oh, no, in the game, I won't do it at all. I mean, I would want to, but in the day, you know, you want to do what's best for the team. You know, you want to sacrifice any penalties or do anything dumb, man, sacrifice the team. You know, those little yards we give them or something that can happen can be the difference between winning the game or losing. So,
what do you look for Seattle this week? What do you feel for yourself?
Just going out there, just doing what I do, you know, just being sharp, communicating. That's the key, you know, understanding down and distance and just out there playing, you know. Both of us teams are, we're both familiar with each other. We've played each other for the past 2 years, I believe. So, but this is a great football team, you know. They went deep into the playoffs. Great head coach. They have some great players on their team. So it's going to be a tough task for us.
It's preseason, obviously, so you might have limited, you know, action against him. But is it helpful to see another mobile quarterback in Russell Wilson, you know, in the preseason and defend against that early on?
Yeah, he's special. You know, he can do it all, man. Whenever you have a quarterback like him who can throw it, who's young with a lot of you can tell he has a chip on the shoulder when he's playing. And he can do it all. To me, he has no weaknesses, you know, and that's kind of scary. So all we got to do is go out there, man, and do what we do best and compete. You know, they're going to make their plays, but all we got to do is just try to limit most of them, you know, and just go out there and do our best.
When you guys saw him in the preseason last year, could you see what was coming for him?
I mean, you could see what's coming, but I didn't know that was coming, you know, what he did last year. Like I said, he's a special player. The film doesn't lie. You know, whenever you go Pro Bowl your first year, that's big. And, you know, we tip our hats off to him, his offense, and the whole organization.
Now that you've been through the whole offseason training camp, going up against Manning, Decker, Welker, Demaryius Thomas, how has all that made you guys in the secondary better at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe our receivers we have are the best of the best. You know, Wes Welker is a great receiver. I believe he'd be a future Hall of Famer one day. You know, DT's a rising star. Eric Decker's a rising star. You know, and Peyton Manning's the greatest quarterback to ever touch a football to me. So whenever you have those combinations, you always want to do as much as you can to compete and get that environment, you know, around you. So when you go out there and play on the field, it's like nothing you've never seen. You're used to it week in and week out every day.
Is it hard to avoid getting frustrated sometimes against those
Frustrated
guys?
Versus them?
Yeah.
Nah, not at all. I mean, we try our best to compete with those guys and have fun. So, I mean, that's what the game is all about. We love on our teammates, but in the day, man, this is the hardest training camp I've ever been a part of. You know, I've been a part of many, but I'm just saying, as far as the competitive nature and just everybody's just battling, man, it's something special out there on that gridiron.